What kinds of attacks are officials most worried about?
So they're looking at what they've seen in the past and what they believe they're going to see in the future based on what we're seeing developed on the battlefields around the world. But obviously, targeted shooting. Think back to the Las Vegas sniper attack several years ago. Vehicle ramming just last year in New Orleans. Multiple killed, as you mentioned. UAVs or drone attacks. That's something where we've seen the weaponizing of UAVs developed on the battlefields, and that's something terrorists have been watching and adapting to quickly. And of course, cyber attacks, which we think of as nonviolent, but we're beginning to understand massive cyber attacks against critical systems in high crowd events can lead to its own kind of mayhem.
You know more about this space than pretty much anybody I've ever spoken to. Is it your sense that officials are more concerned this year than in the past?
Phil, I think you've got a combination of things that are worrying them. Number one, you've seen the attacks this year, whether it was the Charlie Kirk assassination or the assassinations of politicians in Minneapolis, or whether it was the recent attack at Brown University. We are seeing the 345 Park Avenue attack in New York City, the Boulder, Colorado firebombing attack during the march by those protesting Israeli hostages. It's been a drumbeat of targeted violence, mostly inspired by lone wolf actors reacting to propaganda, much of it by ISIS, but also other groups, that has been on the increase. So when I say it has them worried, what I really mean, Phil, is it has them planning. When you look at the New York event or the way they've redeveloped the security for the New Orleans event, the Las Vegas event, they've really kind of looked at every kind of possibility, and not just to worry about it, but to have those countermeasures in place.